the grand pleasure of being joined by an old friend here on the podcast. Her name is Monica Collins. She's over in Hilton Head Island. She is the front of the house manager and beverage manager at one of my favorites on the island. It is Shea George Bistro. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. You and I go way back. We first did a chat during COVID. Remember that?
Yeah, I was thinking about that this morning. Yes.
At which time, since it was public at the time, I could share it again. You actually had COVID when we talked.
Yes, I did have COVID. I feel like I would be the poster child of COVID. I feel like I get COVID anytime COVID is around. So.
Have you had it more than that one time?
I have had it a lot. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think in the beginning, I did get it so bad when we did that podcast together. I mean, I think I had it 18 days in the beginning, and I think it just kind of compromised my immune system. And I think also I'm in the business. I mean, people are always out and about, and, you know, it's just there. So,
yeah, I got it once during, I think it was January of 21. And thankfully I got something last December, but I tested negative for that. It was very interesting. But we are not here to talk about infectious diseases. My goodness. Anybody who's listening is like, really? This is what we're doing? You've been on the island how long?
I was born here. So I was born here.
I didn't know that.
Yep. I was born here. My father taught at MC McCracken. During the 70s when it was the only school for all of Hilton Head all the way to 95. So Defusky kids, Gullah kids, all Hilton Head, Bluffton. He taught history and then he coached the basketball and the football team in the late 70s.
I had no idea that you were native. How about that?
Yeah, I was born here and then moved away, came back in the 90s, opened up the Outback on the north end. Then I became corporate with Outback, left. And then my ex-husband, my son's father, took us out of South Carolina. And then when we separated, I moved us back here. And Chase will be 21 next month. So I've been back like 15, 16 years, I think.
How long were you gone total?
We were in Alaska through 9/11. We were stationed there and then in Arkansas for a little bit.
Wow. Yeah. Kind of like my story, but I was only gone for 4.5 years before we came back. So you've seen quite a bit on your island, young lady.
Yeah. But I love it. I mean, I love it here. So it definitely is home to me. So.
And we are entering the time of the year. You got through your rush, which working at a restaurant like Shea George, I would think summers aren't as suffocating as a lot of the other venues on the island, right?
Yeah. Yeah, this is kind of more our season going into fall.
Yeah.
There's part-time people that come here for the winter who don't want to be snowbirds. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of nice to have the regulars come back and then the golfers, and it's a different vibe. So yeah, we don't get all the families. We don't get all the, you know, the people traveling with a lot of their children. So it's different. And I like that. I enjoy that, not having the hustle and bustle of, because I've done that on the island.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. The other day, Saturday, I was over there judging the chili cook-off. And afterward, I went to the smokehouse, their rooftop there, to watch some football and have a handful of wings and, you know, nothing dramatic. And it was funny because the first group, when I walked in, I had never been there before. As soon as I walked in and I looked to the left, there was a group of six guys, all in their golf shirts, golf hats. Like, yeah. I wonder where those guys spent the morning, but it's a perfect time of the year for that.
Yeah. And the weather has been great. I mean, it's been not as warm and, I mean, we've had rain, but we need rain. So
the rain has sucked over the weekend, but the sun is out. You've got sun behind you. I've got sun in here. So I'm going to bring my microphone over here a little bit. So you now have been there 3 years. Shea George opened, speaking of COVID, like we just were, Shea George opened July of 2020, did it not?
Yes, they opened through COVID. Yeah.
I remember that. Had a lovely conversation with George and was like, okay, well, we're all kind of shut down, but he opened and they have done a masterful job. You have, because you've been there now 3 years. You're certainly a part of the success there. How would you describe, because at the end of the day, it's a resort island. We know that. But you guys offer an elevated dining experience, but yet still approachable. Good description?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, I think the one thing that George tries to do is to do something definitely different than the normal Hilton Head experience, which we have a lot of great places, but I feel like not a lot of niche places. So I think that, you know, George tries to do something that's elevated. You know, the quality of food we get is phenomenal, from the farms we use to, you know, the ingredients. And he is very passionate about that. But at the same time, like, not like just coming back from New York. Like, you know, I mean, I had dinner at the Carlisle, which was fantastic, but you can't do that every day. So we try to do something to where you can come, you know, multiple times if you're on vacation, or, you know, we have a great happy hour. We offer early dining. We just changed our lunch to lunch and brunch. So we have brunch offered now 4 times a week versus just Sunday. So he is really trying to kind of like keep all those little things that are important to our resort, quote unquote, island, but as well as like approachable to the people that want to come more than once and enjoy it.
And you all certainly do, but, you know, yeah, the last few times I rolled through there, I've noticed how hard he works, whether it's in the kitchen with an apron on or all of the stuff that he's doing, especially with a family and a little one. You know, hats off to him and all the other restaurateurs out there, because it's not easy.
Yeah, it takes a village for sure. I mean, it's definitely, you know, we're small. I think I'm fortunate to call the Castellicchio's family. And they do it right. I mean, I think that's why I've, you know, been there for 3 years. I think that's why I know I'll be there, you know, even more than that. I mean, I just,
yeah.
Good place.
Well, as it applies to you personally, you and I met when you were bartending down the road and you moved over there to Shea George. You are as passionate, I would put you in a handful of people on the island who are passionate about creative craft cocktails. That group, and I'm not trying to be disparaging to anybody else on the island, but I would only say there are 3 to 5 of you on the entire island, and that's generous. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a different breed. I know that. You know, again, I think it's because of kind of where we are. It's more, you know, that kind of like hustle and bustle of how much can you turn and what are you doing? And again, like missing that kind of niche in the craft cocktails. So I love it. I mean, going to New York, it was fascinating to see, and like, you know, trying to, you know, get into some places that I read about and see like their quality. And it's just something that I think is definitely something lacking, but then also does put us in a little bit better place, because we do kind of have that niche for again, stuff that's not found. So,
yeah.
And I am a nerd for it. So that's definitely.
You very much are. Your word, not mine, but I'm not going to disagree. But part of the experience, I think, and part of what I enjoy when I'm at Shea George is, I think I've been to Shea George 6 times, and I think all but one I've sat at your bar and talked to you about, okay, now what is this? Or you say, would you like to try that? And the exchange and the discussion of what I'm about to enjoy, or let me make you this, that's part of it. And I bring it up because I'm most certain that I'm not alone in that regard. That's a big part of what you do with your guests, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think education is kind of fun. I mean, I was at Drinkology in Brooklyn, and he was a young bartender, and I was asking him stuff, and you could tell he liked the fact that I knew stuff. And it's like just a fun exchange to be able to talk to people and teach them about not the normal spirits, and, you know, maybe try something that you like, but is a little bit out of your wheelhouse. And again, to be able to educate in that way, is that's probably what I love about my job the most. And yeah. It's super, though.
So, yeah. And to be honest and fair, you know, you are one, like I said, 3 to 5 about a month ago, Shrimp Festival. I was over at the quarterdeck in Sea Pines, and I had a conversation with the bartender there, but it was slow. It was a Saturday at noon. There were probably three other people at the bar there at the quarterdeck. And so we had a nice conversation about what he was making and what do I want. I'm not sure. Here, try this wine. And there was an exchange. And I'm not obviously trying to say anything negative about the quarterdeck, but getting that kind of personal, you know, there are only three other people at the bar, the quarterdeck, is a challenge. That doesn't happen all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is what makes the experience with you all that more unique, is my point.
And that's what we try to do. I mean, you know, we're fortunate. Shea George is small, but, you know, the bar program, I think, has come so much further than it was when I first started.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's good. I mean, it keeps elevating. We keep evolving it. I kind of push the gamut. I want to change the menu a little bit to make it a little bit more mainstream, just as far as appearance goes. That also gives you a different, like, elevation. So I'm always trying to figure out, like, small ways, because I have to remind myself, Hilton Head's we're a little behind. I mean, we're a little behind. And that's okay. Like, I'm okay that the streets roll up at 10 o'clock. Like, I'm fine with all of that. It's a part, I think, of the culture here that I enjoy. And I love that. But, you know, we are continuing to evolve, and the bar team is, I'm proud of them. So they do a good job.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a tricky question, but, and you can lie if you want, whatever. It's immaterial to me. Where do you get ideas from for cocktails? Do you see something on TV? Do you talk to another bartender? Do you talk to a chef? Where does the seed come for what might end up a cocktail on your menu?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is like, what did I just read? Like, I'm always reading, always reading. I came back from Italy with some amazing cocktail books. I'm always looking for cocktail books. I tend to always go back to the world of the original cocktails. I just feel like we did so many great things through Prohibition and the cocktail scene in New York and all these great places that you revisit them, and then you kind of like modify them to make them your own. And that's kind of how I've always been. I mean, even with Whiskey Room, I wanted to like learn everything done in its original way and then like make it mine and make it elevated. So I think that's what I do. But I'm always reading something. I mean, I always have I took a book about rum with me on the plane, and it was about the, you know, how rum is broken down into where rums are made. And then in the back there are cocktails, because we're doing a rum tasting, so I can like talk about it. So, and then I did the Bourbon Trail for my birthday, and that was like, you know, mind blowing for me, because then I'm talking to people, and I get to like, my brain just kind of ignites. So I think that's kind of how it kind of all works for me.
Fair enough. So you did the Bourbon Trail, you've done New York City. How often do you get over to Savannah for some? We've got some, and a couple more just came online the last few weeks. Vibrant cocktail scene here.
Yeah. I don't get to Savannah as often as I would like. But, you know, definitely I know that they've got some good things going on over there. Yeah. I'm trying to think of my favorite places in the Starland District. It's like on the corner.
Ukiyo.
They have one on Tybee as well. Seawolf is on Tybee, and the Lone Wolf. I love everything about the Lone Wolf. Like their cocktail program's amazing. The vibe in that place is amazing. Mm-hmm. If I could have a little place here on Hilton Head that looked like that, I would have it in a minute.
Lone Wolf got some James Beard recognition last year. So that's, they're doing it right. They are most certainly doing it right. So speaking of doing it right, you guys are, usually this time of year, as we record this in mid-October, you guys kind of change into fall-winter mode, get ready for the snowbirds and the golf crowd, and do you tweak the menus?
Yeah, so we are in the midst of working on a new fall menu that is going to drop this week, which is super exciting. We've changed some things. I kind of mentioned a couple things to George, and we're going to do some fun stuff and things that people really love are back, like Cassoulet is back. We always get, when's Cassoulet coming back? It's such a fun fall thing. We are going to do, we've added skate to the menu, which is like a very French delicate fish, which I'm kind of excited about. We've added black grouper to the menu, and kind of changed it up a little bit, and made some changes that are probably gonna, people are gonna have to. That's the thing with Hilton Head. Change is difficult here, and it's sometimes hard to like want to do so many things, and then you have to remind yourself that like we're not in a big city like Savannah or Charleston, and like we have to remind ourselves that people really like the little certain spots that they go. And then when you change that, we have to be able to say, but you can do this and it's amazing. And sometimes they're not so apt to believe us. But I think this menu is going to be fun. I think that, George is really trying to appease more, hold our standards hands down, but appease more to maybe a different monetary profile because the world's expensive. And I think, changing it and trying to maintain all that we do, but allow a little bit more options that are more approachable is important.
And I was here while you were talking about, people like what they like, shaking my head cynically. I mean, it's a head shake, but it was a cynical head shake because you're I can't say not allowed, but it is difficult to push envelopes on the island because people like what they like, and there's nothing wrong with it if that's what you like.
And I respect, we respect that. I mean, we don't want to not, it's definitely something that we respect, but I mean, it is, I mean, it's hard to like, put things out there sometimes. And because we're not 100% French, we're French with a little Southern flair, but we do try to still do everything kind of in the French way. And it can be a little intimidating. So.
No, I get it. Have you found in the 3 to 5, 7 years that you've been doing these craft cocktails, going back to the whiskey room and then now here, that the island is more engaged with the creative cocktail?
I do, and I think that it's something that we do need more of. I mean, I do think we need a couple late night bars, and Starboard opened and they're doing well, and Wexford, that's kind of, similar to what Whiskey Room was doing on a little bit smaller scale. But we do need those places because, I mean, no disrespect, but like my son's about to be 21, and that's who's hanging out in the Triangle. I'm not in that age genre, so when I get off work, there's really nowhere to go. Or just to have a cocktail before dinner. Like, we're very limited. So I do think it's definitely missing on Hilton Head. We have a lot.
So
So.
the new menu, the new fall menu will drop at Chez George. Are you flipping the cocktail menu as well?
Yeah, I changed a few cocktails when I got back from Kentucky. So the cocktails have already actually kind of changed. I did three. I try to switch, three around, because I try to move into the season and switch it up a little bit. And then we have the mainstays that kind of people really love, and I try to, focus in on that. So yeah.
Sounds good. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
All right, before I let you go, you're gonna have to rapid fire me a couple of your favorite 2 or 3 places where you're grabbing lunch on your way to work on the island, of course.
Well, I love Tin and Tallow. I don't know how you don't love Tin and Tallow. I
Right.
mean, it's just delicious.
How often do you have Tin and Tallow? Because
Not often.
yeah, I was gonna say, it's tough to keep an eye on our girlish figures
I
while
know.
throwing
Not.
down some tin and tallow.
It's definitely a gluttonous event, but I enjoy it. I do love Healthy Habit. I love everything that Nick and Andrea do, but it's just good. And then if I say Jersey Mike's, does that make me a terrible human? I
Yes,
mean,
it does. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
I like Jersey Mike's. I'm not gonna lie, their tuna salad is like one of my favorite sandwiches, and it is all about the bread. Obviously, I love stews. I will go to stews more now in the summer. I just don't go to Caligny. It's a place I stay away from. So, but more this time of year, I'm more apt to like sneak into stews and come out.
I'm a big fan of stews. Big fan of stews. Other than Shea George, where are you sending someone to celebrate an occasion on the island?
I mean, I'm a lover of Hudson's. I don't know how you can't not be. You know, I've gone there since I was a baby. My dad makes 7,000-year slaw every time I'm home. Like, you know, I think that that's just a big part of the island. It's funny, I get asked this question a lot, and I literally cook at home so much, I just don't go out to dinner. It's really not. You do this business so long, it's just like, you know. But I mean, there's so many options that you can go to. I mean, people love Bodie's. It's a great steakhouse. Sage Room, I think, is quainer just because, you know, it's been here longer. You know, love Pomodori again because it's super small. I do like Gusto because it's just like kind of non-pretentious Italian. And you know, their wine list is pretty easy. It's also mid-island because you have to think like I'm a North End girl, so like I know people, it's going to make people crazy. I just came back from New York and it's just, you know, like you say that and it's kind of comical. Like I'm a North End girl, but like we don't have a ton of things on the North End you can just pop in and out and get. So it's kind of nice to have a few things that you can run out and enjoy and then be home.
My tip for you will be not at the same day, not even the same week, but
Okay.
go hit up the Milkshake Factory on your North End.
Oh, right. That's by Harris Teeter. Yeah, I've heard about that. We need to go in there. Yeah,
Oof.
definitely.
Oof.
Yeah.
Fabulous. All right. Shea George Bistro HHI, is that accurate?
Yes, and
Website?
we've got a wine dinner on Monday.
Aha.
We've got a wine dinner coming up on Monday. It's going to be fall harvest. There's some other things also happening kind of end of year that are super fun. I'm doing my first rum tasting. Holmes K is a really special rum. They actually do like rums that are aged in single cast, and one of them is actually aged in Weller bourbon barrels, which is pretty amazing. We're doing that tasting on the 29th, so like right before Halloween. And then obviously the biggest one is always in when the Castellacchios come back from Italy. We have our truffle dinner in December, so that's going to be pretty exciting as well.
Very
So yeah,
good.
fun
Where's
things going.
the website we can find all of this?
Yes, absolutely.
Shea
Yeah.
George Bistro HHI, is that the website?
Yes, Shea George's Bistro and Bar HHI. Yes.
Bistro and Bar HHI. Very good. Monica, thank you. I will be seeing you this fall before the holidays.
Look forward to it.
Yes, I will sit at the bar and I will eat it and drink it and like it.
I love that. Great
Talk
to
to you
see you,
soon.
Jeff.
Thank
Thank you.
you.
Yes, thank you. Bye.
Bye.